Is it time to ban the sale of fireworks? That is a call from some MPs. The SNP's Alison Thewlis has asked for a debate in the Commons to discuss the issue further. The Commons leader, Jacob Rees-Mogg, responded, "We could ban absolutely everything and have no fun, which is basically what socialists always want to do. But with their use sometimes in antisocial behaviour, the danger to life and the upset to animals, is it time to ban fireworks or indeed the sale of them? Maybe leave it that it's just the displays that you go to see with, say, perhaps in the council or the city where you live. What do you reckon?" 03030 80 55 55. On the line, commentators Lada Sharma and Andrea McVeigh. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
No, a long time no speak. Andrea McVeigh, we'll start with you. What do you reckon? Would you support a ban?
I would, yes, and for several reasons. I mean, I think a ban, I love fireworks personally. I absolutely get that little kid thrill of seeing a bright light in the sky, but I would keep them for major organised council events like the one in Belfast on Monday night, although that wasn't without its problems because lots of animals were scared at that one. And in fact, the cat who lives next door to us was absolutely terrified. He usually comes into our house, came into our house shaking, freezing cold. He'd obviously been outside, afraid to move. And that was from our house, from hearing the fireworks down. I think it was sort of Titanic Quarter or something like that. But in Northern Ireland, we know that fireworks can be used in antisocial behaviour. They can be used as weapons. And frankly, for the fun that you might have of letting a firework out off in your back garden, that doesn't justify all the negative effects that other people are suffering. So not only are there animals, the elderly can be very frightened of them, people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, people with anxiety, people with all sorts of issues on the autism spectrum. Lots and lots of people can be negatively affected by fireworks going off. So I think that as a whole, let's do what's best for the greatest number of people. Ban fireworks.
Lada Sharma?
Well, the lots and lots of people you're talking about are a small number of people which are suffering, and that is a terrible thing. And of course, you know, we don't like to see anybody suffer, but we have celebrations throughout the year. We have a diverse society now, from people from different ethnic backgrounds, from different religions, who celebrate. We just celebrated Diwali, and it's getting a bit ridiculous that we cannot celebrate what the majority of people enjoy. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't put some common sense and make some amendments to those things, absolutely. But, you know, we cannot keep punishing the majority of people or, you know, because the minority of people have certain issues. We should look after them. Certainly, we should be courteous to our neighbours and let them know that we're going to be doing this so that they're aware and they can take some measures. But why should we always have to bend the rules for the minority in our society all the time?
I disagree as to what's the minority and what's the majority. I actually think the majority of people would like a fireworks ban. And you say, OK, you can tell your neighbour.
No, I don't believe
so. You can let them know. But people don't behave like that. People aren't always respectful to their neighbours. People don't always do the right thing. And fireworks are used as weapons, and they're used in riots. They're used for antisocial behaviour. They're used to throw at people. I mean, all these things, as a civil society, we should be clamping down on. Nobody says you can't enjoy Halloween or celebrate Halloween. Halloween will always be celebrated. There will
also Diwali and Chinese New Year.
There are currently the regulations in Northern Ireland mean that you do have to have a license if you want. I'm looking here. The license fee, yeah, but there's a difference between having a license and actually banning them or restricting it to just a particular display. For example, the license fee where there are less than 100 spectators is 30 quid. So if you wanted to have, technically, if you want to let off fireworks in your own backyard this week for Halloween, you should have a 30 quid license and you should have applied for it already.
But who's really going to police that? You know, if you let off fireworks and 10 minutes later they're all gone, are the police going to come round 45 minutes later and say, "We've had a report that you were letting off fireworks"?
Yeah.
You know what? You cannot police every single person and every single issue in the world. You cannot keep policing people and treating them like babies. Yes, there are irresponsible people, but why do we, as the law-abiding majority, have to always be penalised because of the small numbers who don't care about the rules? That's my issue. So I am tired of being told that I can't do something. It's like, you know, when you're in a classroom and one person is a wee plonker in the class. And we all get detention because of the one plonker. Why does that happen?
But I guess you could Lada, then, it used to be that fireworks were illegal in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. You know, you could still buy them. I remember they were still, you know, if you went to the right place, you could still buy them. Yeah. And that also meant that people were buying unregulated fireworks quite often. Yeah, they were coming into the country somehow, and because they were banned, Andrea McVeigh, you could argue that they were even more unsafe. There were other possible issues because these things were completely unregulated.
Well, you do. I suppose then you could argue that encourages a black market. But, you know, I don't think people are so responsible in doing the right thing. And all the animals that suffer, the RSPCA, my Facebook feed was filled with things from the Cats Protection League and the RSPCA. The amount of animals that suffer, especially farm animals in Northern Ireland, who get spooked by the fireworks going off and run into fences or run into farm machinery. So that's devastating to the farmer who has happen to them.
Of course it is. Nobody's saying that any of that is not devastating. Nobody is, and nobody with any common sense.
We
cannot keep listening to the will of the minority and minority issues when the majority seem to be quite happy.
Bertie in Lisburn. Good morning, Bertie. Save me, Bertie. Save me.
I'm very fond of the fireworks display for the young. I'm not able to see them being blamed in that, but one thing that I'm very much against is the loud bangers. I live in my own many time sitting in the house here, and these large bangers are really jump. I could do well without it for a heart trouble as well. So, no, I'm all for the youngsters and having properly supervised by their parents and that.
But does that happen though, Bertie? You know, does every child that lets off a firework? Well, I'm sure they probably shouldn't be doing it in the first place. It's probably an over 18 thing. But does every parent that purchases fireworks, do they follow the rules? Do they get their license? Do they make sure that they supervise whatever's going on?
Just by what fancy, you know. But I say they should cut out the loud bangers. That way it would harm no, wouldn't annoy the elderly.
You want quiet fireworks, Bertie? You want silent fireworks, silent bangers?
The lovely sprays with them, and you know, and they're not too loud. They're not loud at all, but a lot of the people love to see them, you know, even the elderly, the display and the colours that come out of them, the way they're made. But these bangers are always, some of them are terrible explosion with them.
Some of them are very loud. I remember years ago there used to be one called Squealers. I don't know if you can still get them.
And there was a Jumping Jimmy.
A Jumping what? A Jumping Jenny, I don't remember a Jumping Jenny. No. A squealer, and there was bangers, and there was repeaters. You sound like sweets. Have I made half this up?
Roman candles,
that's right. I think this is Catherine Wheel. I never liked the Catherine Wheel because if you hammered it into the fence, not that I did it myself because that wouldn't have been appropriate as a child, too tight, then it didn't spin. And then that was always very disappointing.
And the Jumping Jenny.
Stop, enough of your Jumping Jenny. You've made that up, Bertie.
Jumping Jenny's here.
Oh, dear. Okay. Bertie, thank you. Andrew McVeigh and Lada Sharma, thank you very much.
Thank you.